OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Hey, what's up? Holla at your girl, Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva Talk Show.
Cut the music up. Little
everyone. This is your girl, Sweet Tea. I just want to thank anyone who out there is listening. Thanks for taking time out and listening to me, because you really didn't have to. You know, it's the summer. Kids is out. You're having fun. So thank you for, you know, taking time out for that. But speaking of summer, I've been having a blast, you know, with my kids. Actually, I went over Monkey D's house, and I was over there for like 2 weeks. Yeah, like I didn't have a life, right? But It was around the kids. They was around kids, family, so they had a ball. I looked up. Okay. I'm like, oh, my God, it's too sweet. I think I do have a house, so I need to get back to the house and cut the grass, wash the dishes, wash the clothes, and lay in the bed. But anyways, I have fun, and the kids have fun as well. But today I'm going to talk about did you get married for the wrong reasons? Excuse me. Because a lot of people out there, you know, been married for the wrong reasons. And I wanted to talk about it today, this evening, and, you know, later on I'm going to open up for anyone, a holler at your girl about how you feel about the situation. You don't really have to be married to the person, to anyone, to talk about the situation. You know, if you know anyone who got married for the wrong reasons, you can also call in. You see my show will be for an hour, but today I'm going to make it for 30 minutes. You know, if it's good and the ball is rolling real fast, like I hope it will, maybe I have a part two of this. But me, I just want to talk about this because, you know, a lot of people out there do get married for the wrong reasons, like for a green card or for not wanting to pay child support or got married for, like, people putting pressure, peer pressure on them, start living in sin. This is the right thing to do. Some people get married for, I feel like nobody else will want me. It's a lot of reasons out there. So, you know, I wanted to talk about it, you know. As I was, you know, I'm married, but, you know, I'm going through divorce, but me and him are still good friends. But in his mind, he felt like I got married for the wrong reasons because he felt like I was trying to prove a point, you know, to let people know. I hear background noise, the humming and all that. So if it, you know, can you clear the line, please? So, yeah, and he felt like I got married for the wrong reasons. And, you know, when you sit back and think about it, you like, well, at least when I sat back and thought about it, I was like, you know, I know I love him. So, but it was something to think about because people was calling, when are you going to get married, his mom and him? When are you going to get married? When are you going to get married? When are you going to get married? Like he said, he would have married me, like, yesterday. But I was afraid because, you know, marriage, people, I believe in, I really, truly believe not getting divorced. But it takes two to make it work, you know, common sense. But and that's one of the reasons it took me so long to get married because I didn't want to be in this situation. So, yeah, when people calling in when you're going to, you know, get married and all that good stuff, and I feel like, okay, I've been with this man for 4 years. I'm playing the house. Oh, yeah. I need to get married. So I think I did do it for the wrong reasons. I loved him, but I should have did it on my time. I know a lot of people out there are like, well, damn, 4 years is enough to make up your mind, but not for me. So I felt like I did it to just shut everybody up. So it's a lot of different reasons why people get married for the wrong reasons, and I like to say that was one of my reasons. I'm going to keep it 1,000. But so, yeah, people get married for people. I was talking to one of my friends. He's a guy. He's like, well, I feel like this is a girl show to be talking about something like this. I'm like, not really, because guys get married for the wrong reasons, too. Like I said, child support. You have a lot of guys out there who's like, well, it's cheaper to keep her, you know. So it's true. And be like, well, I'm going to marry her. I don't have to pay child support. Hey, and still do my thing on the side. I'm just keeping it 1,000. Some guys are out there like that. And then you do have people out there like, well, can you help me out? I need a green card. No love lost. You know what I mean? Deuces. Okay, I'll do you a favor. That's for the wrong reason. But what happened to getting married for love, for God, you know, God, love, all that? You know, what happened to that? What happened to that old-fashioned love being married? You don't have it no more. It went out the door. So that's what I wanted to talk about, you know, this evening. And once again, thank everyone who listening to time out to log in to listen to Fast We See. And when I come back, holler at your girl. You be free to holler at me and say what you want to say. If you don't, my mona mouth button will keep it rolling. All right.
Get high.
Get high.
Get high.
Magazine.
Get high.
Hey, hey. Sweet Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media. Attention,
hello?
Attention, all independent artists. Allow EOTM to use their expertise and create the buzz you deserve. Email them today for a free marketing analysis, marketing@queensofinternetradio.com, or call 678-548-9466. That's marketing@queensofinternetradio.com, or call 678-548-9466. Internet Matters.
Welcome back to Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva Talk Show. Do I have any callers, Carly B?
Hello?
Hello. Who else speaking?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you, Sweetie? Hello,
oh,
can you hear me?
Who I'm speaking with?
Toshia.
Oh, who? I can't, you're breaking up there. Can you pronounce your name one more again?
Toshia. Can you hear me?
Okay,
Toshia.
I heard you a little bit. Okay, we're going to get back to that name. So how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. So what do you think about this situation with that the topic that I'm talking about? Have you ever been in this situation, or do you know someone who is in this situation?
Oh, I know someone in the situation right now.
Okay. So how about your girl?
Well, I think by getting married for the wrong reasons is wrong in the first place, because you in front of God, you saying your vows. That should not be like, okay, I'm going to get a green card, or Shaquanda, baby daddy, told me to marry him. That's not the reason. When you come in front of God and tell him that you're going to do these vows and you're going to be to him, that's the way reason you should be getting married, not just because over some materialistic things that everybody's trying to get involved with. Like
okay.
Now,
so,
the reason why people are doing what they're doing, because it's more like a Solomon Gomorrah millennium. That's what is really going on, so that's why people just don't care, I think, because
uh-huh.
It just more just disappears.
Right.
No
disability, so
no demand, you know, so.
So
I think that's wrong, all that, what they're doing right now, the green card, and Shaquanda, and Bam Bam, got to date her because he got to marry her because he got a baby by her. That's wrong. It's supposed to be love.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was traditionally brought up for. A man loves a woman,
right.
Get married, and sacrifice to death do us part, for the good and the bad. The ups and the downs and the highs and the lows. So I don't understand why everybody just doing what they want to do. They just get married because it's a style, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, so basically you're saying you know someone who's in that situation. So what situation is that person in? Is she got married for money? I mean, you're not telling me what kind of situation
my bad. Okay, what she got married for, I guess she thought that was her meal ticket. The guy, because he was nice and, you know, he was doing good for her. She wanted bigger and better things. That's what she did.
Uh-huh.
But then he wasn't there. He was never there. You know, he was doing the job, going back and forth. Then he cheated on her. You see what I'm saying? So
uh-huh. She
already knew in the door, well, he was a good guy, but how did she know he was really a good guy? You see what I'm saying? Because we wouldn't know. Everybody got a sheet over their face. And then when you unravel that sheet, it's another sheet with some more stuff. So I don't know why she fell in love with.
Okay, but you saying she got married because it was a ticket away out?
Yeah, a ticket away out to get out the hood. You know what I'm saying? And I think she shouldn't
okay.
be it.
So basically, he was like, well, he had enough money to make sure she was okay. So basically, you saying she married him for money?
Pretty much. And I think she should.
Okay.
I thought she was falling in love with him, but she did.
So she did.
Money or no money, if she fell in love with him, she would still be there.
Okay. So she literally told you that she's marrying him for his money. Did she tell you that?
Pretty much, yes. Yes, she did.
Oh, okay. Did you go to the wedding? No.
No. Actually, yes, I did go to the wedding. And it was the funny thing is the biggest weddings are the quickest divorce.
Three times, that's real funny to me. I noticed that. The biggest weddings are the biggest divorces.
Look at Jennifer Lopez and Anthony right now, Mark Anthony. They right now is in a divorce.
Are they now?
Yes, they are. Hmm. I said it on TV today.
Are you sure? We don't want to get no rumors started now.
No. She even went through counseling trying to make it work, and it's not working. So,
but that's not really the same thing, Fox, because she has her own money, and he has his own money. So I would never know
if she's trying to work it out, what's the problem?
Skeleton. So
what I'm saying is, we think they're friends. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, back on her. Yeah, she's dumb as hell. She's my friend. But I think if she was going to stay on that meal ticket.
This is a PG. We don't know.
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
She's dumb, so
okay.
I think she should have fell in love with somebody the right way, not going through the wrong way.
Well, I'm glad she's happy now, right? She's doing her thing. She's okay.
Is she happy now? She's doing her thing. She independent, Miss. All doing that, and I guess she's happy, but she's not. She's alone though. So.
Okay. So are you married?
Same with a waste of time. Nope.
Okay.
I was engaged though, but I didn't get involved because I wasn't feeling him like that. So that's why I didn't get married.
Oh, so if you weren't feeling him like that, why did you even get engaged? You know, I'm just.
Why
I
get engaged?
Every little...
He proposed to me when I was on. I was truck driving at the time. So he proposed to me in Reno, Nevada, and I didn't think that was kind of appropriate like that. So I was like, no.
But you did say yes, because when you say you was engaged before, that means you did say yes.
Oh, okay, I did say yeah, then I turned around and said no, because I think that was the wrong thing. Not just getting it because of the ring, so.
Okay, so basically you wrapped that up, you was like that. So can you let me know your name again so I can get this right? Because I'm really feeling your conversation. I probably wanted you to be my little sidekick. I'm going to keep you on, and I'm going to see if someone else is speak to me. But what's your name again?
Toshia. Like the TV, but without the beat.
Oh, okay. Wow. What an interesting name. Where did that come from?
That comes from my mama.
Hey, man. Okay. I heard about you, Sweet Pea,
so that's why I called you. So I'm going to be one of your new fans.
I'm glad you did. Well, you stay right there. You stay right there.
Okay.
Don't go nowhere because I probably want to shoot something back at you. So do I have any more callers? Going once, going twice.
Well, I don't know why you're not trying to listen to you because you tell her the truth. You're trying to figure out why. Yes, I love you too.
I'm glad you do. So basically, like I said, this evening, what I'm talking about, if anyone just now logging in, I'm talking about did you get married for the wrong reasons, you know, for like child support, green card, or somebody put pressure on you, or she just spoke on for money.
Right, but I think it's also different. You remember that movie, is it Tyler Perry, Why Did He Get Married?
Mm-hmm. You watch a lot of TV, don't you?
Yes, that's right. Because I do ratings for certain TV stations, too. They let me do that, too.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I let you know what bogus was not. But I'm talking about why did I get married the first one. I ain't talking about the second one. The second was whack. I don't know. Janet went to bipolar stage. I don't know what was going on with her. I really don't know. But I didn't understand it myself. Why did they get married?
Okay.
It's because of the lust. I think it's lust. I think that's what the question is. Sweet Pea, it's lust. It ain't about no liking. They lusting each other. That's it.
Yeah, that's true, because nowadays people really, you know, like I taught myself, you have to like someone in order to love someone. To love someone, you will fall in love with that person. So, yeah, it's like I said, everything changed this generation. Yeah, people get married for what you just said, lust, and it's sad because it's just...
If you remember the old days, when your ancestors and your grandmothers last forever. Now, generation change, like 2000, that's when the relationship,
your grandma and your grandpa have been married for a long time. But, you know, I'm not going to be clueless here. I'm going to keep it 1,000. It was still going on back in the day. The only difference is the mom or the grandma, they kept it on hush. Kids, nobody know, and they deal with it. But now, because they was like housewives. No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to keep it 1,000. I mean, they kept it on hush. They was housewives. As the generation grew, the new generation of the females, they started going out and getting jobs and not depending on the man too much. And then, you know, so basically it was going on back in the day, but we didn't know that. The only thing we knew is, mom and dad still together. And the marriage is going strong. Well, all along, we didn't know mom in the room crying. So, but my whole point is this generation, I wish he could have been not staying with the man because you want to be on hush, but I wish he could have been more like not letting the kids know what's going on because it can affect the kids, you know. And I hear a lot of people not saying stay with the man because that's the wrong reason to even stay with the man because of the kids, because you're still going to be miserable. I'd rather still leave and still try to, you know, be the best father I can be and let him be the best father he can be because if you don't want the kids to be affected by it, you know. So it's ways around not hurting the kids. But it's just sad that a lot of people is getting married for the wrong reason. But, you know, you was me. You know, I'm just the person, you know, want to hold a conversation about it. You know, but if that's close
but
to both,
this is what I want
to
ask
you. I'm happy for you.
If the people nowadays, they're getting the big weddings and everything, why are they getting the big weddings if they know that it's not going to last? That's crazy. I think that's really crazy.
Know. They
know in the
door. If I had to answer to that, honey, I'd be a billionaire.
That's what I'm talking about, sweet thing. And I don't know why nobody ain't trying to hear you, because, girl, you hear it. You telling it like it is, girl. You keeping it 1,000.
I know, because that's just crazy. So, caller, do I have any more callers in? Okay. Well, I'm going to take a quick commercial break, girlfriend, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead. See how I leave with it.
am back, and I'm just marinating on this stuff. But anyways, welcome back, welcome back. I know my girl, Mocha D, is trying to, you know, holler at her girl. I want her to holler at me if she's there. Show me some love.
What's up, sweet sassy T? Mocha D is definitely in the house.
How you doing, Mocha D?
Hey, sweet sassy T. Girl, you got a heck of a show today, as usual. As usual, me being a two-time winner in the marriage circle, I'm liking what you're talking about. And you got some facts going on. It's deep. It's deep.
Right.
It's very
right.
Well, I may give my opinion about the marriage circle. It's very possible that you can marry for the all the wrong reasons on purpose.
Right.
On purpose. You know, and I'm unfortunately a victim of that. I married for the wrong reasons on purpose. But you know
okay.
what? You do things like that, sometimes you do wind up in love with that person when you marry for the wrong reasons, because the bottom line, God says a man that found a wife found a good thing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure he's referring to the righteous women. I, on the other hand, went in for the wrong reasons on purpose. So without giving some details, I want you to know that things can happen the way God wants them to happen, despite what you want, because he got a divine purpose and a plan, too. And you might think you're doing something slick, you know what I mean? And it'll turn out for the best. And in my case, it turned out for the best in the end. But when you do get married, you should go in there righteously, because it's supposed to be a commitment of righteousness, and that's why a lot of things fail, because you don't go in there with God for the right reasons. I hope I made sense.
Well, I'm following you, but I, you know, hey, you know, some people are slower than others, so I hear you though.
That's funny. You're right, though. You're absolutely right. So
yeah.
Let me break it down for the slow ones. The slow ones is when you get married, don't go in there with no scheming and no plotting and all that crazy stuff, thinking you're going to do some kind of game, because it'll fall right in your face, unless you do it, you know, with God, because he's the one that honors marriages. You go in there for the right reasons so it can last forever, because that's what it's made to do. And for those females out there that's trying to destroy those marriages, you're in trouble with God. I've learned the hard way. I ain't never tried to destroy no marriage, but it's a lot of things that happen in life when you be thinking something else don't happen. The bottom line is stay right. Get your own husband, get your own wife, and stay right, and that's the only way you'll be blessed. So that's
and you know
what?
You know what, Mocha D? That's the best way to shut down that Sweet Pea Talk Show. I appreciate that you called in and you wrapped it up in a little pretty little bow for me. I can ask for more. Mocha D. Monkey D. Stellion, once again, thank you so much, everyone who listened to my show this evening. And like I said, I usually do an hour show, but today I did a 30-minute show because I didn't want to really step on, you know, nobody's toes. But y'all know I probably put a rabbit out the hat and flip it one day and do a part two of this. But I just wanted to say thank you once again, and deuces.
Uncle D is leaving the building.
You make it hard for me. she ain't no 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 she ain